America Weekend.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with Kara DeFalco. Our next guest is longtime comedian and comedy writer Craig Shoemaker. Craig is currently one of the writers on season 2 of Fuller House on Netflix. Well, when we recorded our interview with Mr. Shoemaker a few days ago, we had all kinds of technical issues after the fact, and the first couple of minutes of the interview sort of eviscerated. So we'll just jump right into this one. Here is our chat with Craig Shoemaker.
I'm in my 30s, so I was a huge fan. I was the target audience for the original Full House. I think I've seen every episode, and I was so excited when Netflix redid this. To me, and I think I've already binge watched the whole second season as well.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And I think
what was your favorite episode? You better know. You better have the right answer on this one.
I better have the right answer. I was gonna say, I think it was like the Thanksgiving one, loved when I actually really liked Stephanie song. That was one of the things I also always loved about the original Full House.
Well, there's one that I wrote.
Hey!
Wow. Boy Next Door. Yeah.
Yeah.
See that? See, she knows how to ingratiate herself to the guests on these shows. But as soon as I told her you were coming on, oh my God, she's home. She's binge watching the whole thing. I have never seen her more excited. We've had tons of actors,
we've had
singers,
like,
we've had everybody.
Huge celebrities, and I'm like, oh my God, Craig Shoemaker, Fuller House.
We had Carol Burnett on. She's like, all right. Carol Burnett. Carol freaking Burnett.
But now
we get Craig Shoemaker, and all of a sudden, she is off the wall.
It's a generational
thing. Did you like the episode I wrote, the one with the spider, where it's Make Earth Great Again?
Yes.
That slogan that we came up with.
Yes, and the whole theatrics of that was fantastic. But I have to tell you guys, I mean, Netflix, the writers, the producers, everybody on the whole, I think you guys really nailed it, because when I tried to watch Girl Meets World, which was the modern version of Boy Meets World, iconic show.
The only time it's ever been done is these,
And I really feel that Disney missed the mark with that one. It's too sappy.
Thank you.
But Fuller House, I feel like it hits the mark every time. I really do. You know, it's all that cheesiness of the 90s that we loved, but it's still, you know, it does tackle some modern issues. I love that we've gotten into infertility in Stephanie's character. We've gotten into adoption now with this last season and they
crashed a gay wedding.
And they crashed a gay wedding, you know, so they're really, you know, I really like it. And they really kept, you know, the characters, you know, I loved that almost all of the cast came back for the whole thing.
You know what would really excite you? If
what?
I got the part, I was up for Uncle Joey many years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And if I got that part, you'd be even more excited.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Dave Coulier not only is in the show, but he directs episodes now as well.
And is John Stamos one of the producers or an executive producer?
Yeah. He pops in now and then for a ping pong match, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's all executive producers need to do. Do that, play the ping pong, and get out. There you go.
Jeff Franklin, the creator, he really works. I've never seen anything. I learned so much working on that show. It was unbelievable to watch him operate. He has to do everything from, you know, find the dog wrangler to, a river dancer. I mean, it's unbelievable watching him work. And he's so excited to be back, because they all stayed very close. Obviously, the Olsen twins don't want to be involved, but everyone else, they're very close. And the actors, did you know that the one who plays Gibbler, Andrea Barber,
mm-hmm.
She didn't act since the day the show ended 20-some years
Isn't
ago.
Isn't that amazing?
I think I did know that. But
she's
also
a provost at a college.
Her and Candace Cameron Bure are best friends in real life, which is why I think their characters work so well, because it's so natural for them.
Yeah, and if you go to any of the parties, they're all there. And one of the cool things that happened for me is, because I'm an actor and a writer, we write the scripts, and you have to do this thing called a table read, where you sit around with all the actors, and you know, half of them didn't know me or whatever. You're mm-hmm. just another writer to them. Well, I get to act the parts of the guest stars that weren't cast yet every week. I would be like Bruno from Dancing with the Stars, or the part that Alan Thicke played, rest his soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would play the parts ahead of time and try to bring them to life. And that was the really neat part, because then that's how I met the actors. They were tweeting out, hey, this guy should have the part. It was really cool.
Was it hard for you to write for DJ Stephanie, Kimmy, like those, you know, those characters?
Believe it or not, no, because one of the reasons Jeff hired me was I grew up with all females. I didn't have a dad. My first shave was with something called an epilady.
Pink. It's bad.
Stuff. I mean, we had no scale. I didn't know what I weighed my whole childhood because, you know, females don't like scales.
No, we don't.
So I went out for wrestling. They said, what weight class? I go, petite four. I know women's sizes.
There you go.
Like nobody else. I'd be a little 7-year-old going around Christmas shopping and going, how does this kid know that his mom's a 10 on the top and a 12 on the bottom?
Wow.
How does he know this?
Yeah. Hey, I remember that news story a long time ago. Greater Philadelphia area. You were the first 15-year-old boy to bring a maxi pad into the locker room. That was a big deal back then. You know?
I used to think the tampons were sticks of dynamite.
Wow.
I would put my ear up to the door when the females would go in there and go, I don't hear an explosion. because I thought that string, you light it, was a fuse. And I would try. I go, darn, another dud. And I go, Mommy's got to get new tampons.
But it's great. You learned early what they were. The rest of us were 18, 19 years old. And we all went through, what the hell is that? You know?
That's a true story.
Oh, my God.
So many misconceptions. I love it, though. No miners allowed in the bar. I thought it was coal miners. They were dirty. Wouldn't give them a drink.
You don't need those bright lights at the bar. Exactly. You know, it ruins the ambiance. Yeah.
I thought if they come in with a helmet with a little spelunker flashlight.
No, you know what they do?
Out of there.
They send a canary in first to make sure the bar is safe.
Yes.
That's what they do. Wow.
That was my conception. I had and we were very poor because, you know, my mom was a secretary or whatever, and, that was it. So we couldn't afford, like, you know, colored television, so I would put pieces of paper that were colored paper. I'd say, look, we have a color TV.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is the upbringing that I think that they wanted on Fuller House. That's why.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what it is, it's one, it's very relatable, but it's cute and it's endearing and it's obviously it's very creative too, that you came up with these things and that those were the associations that you made, and it works. I think it works really well in your professional career.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now I'm producing 4 shows on my own, so I'm very excited about that.
All right, so when these things come to fruition, we are going to be the Craig Shoemaker PR pipeline. This is going to be the information site for all things Craig Shoemaker. I think that's a good idea.
I love that. Well, I do have something I can announce. I'm in a movie.
Okay.
It's called Middleman. It's a very dark comedy. It's kind of Tarantino meets Coen Brothers.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, I have not seen acting like this in a long time. I mean, everyone, I'm watching the movie going, what the hell am I doing in this thing? I mean, it was that good. The acting is, it's called Middleman, and it comes out in selected theaters, I think, in a month. And then it comes right out on Netflix and DVR and all that immediately following.
Oh, we will definitely look for that.
We certainly will.
And the guy I know from Parks and Recreation, one of the stars of that, he's the star of this.
Nice.
He played Jerry. His name's Jim O'Hare.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant actor.
Very cool. Check out his website, www.craigshoemaker.com. Follow him on Twitter. Yes, he is. We know he is the Love Master. So the Twitter handle is @TheLoveMaster.
Oh, yeah. That's right, the Love Master. That's right, ladies. I'll love you so good, your neighbor will have a smoke, baby. Oh, yeah. That Love Master's bought me a couple houses. He's been good to me.
Yeah. I turn it on, and we use it for our Saturday night routine at home. See, that works. Very nice.
I'm touring, by the way. I'm at...
Where are you going?
I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
Pasadena coming right up, and then Boca.
Boca?
Raton, and I'm all over the place. So,
now, you're going to go into Boca. Somebody's going to bring up Matlock. I'm telling you right now.
There's a place for Matlock. I'm going to open up with that and Diagnosis Murder.
Very nice.
There you go.
Very nice. Yes, Diagnosis Murder as well. I mean, Christopher Blaine. Oh, my goodness. 2001. Yes, we have your IMDb here. We know everything there is to know about you, my friend.
You see my Fresh Prince? Special episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Jiminy Christmas.
Which episode was that? Because that was my other favorite show.
Oh, no. Oh, you're going to love this because it really was a big episode.
Yeah.
Which one?
You remember when he's at a fraternity and he gets too drunk because he challenges a guy?
Yes.
I do remember that too, yeah.
To a drinking contest, and then he ends up like in a graveyard like he's dead.
Yes.
I was his ghost guide. I was the boxer that goes, hey, what are you doing?
Wow.
And I pulled him into the crypt, and then Robin from Howard Stern's show was in there playing cards. She was a ghost, and it was just, it was like a, yeah, it was like a kind of ghost of Christmas past. And then he learns his lesson, and it turns out he didn't really die, obviously.
Yes.
And then, yeah, so I get to be, it was called, you know, it's like that very special episode of where you're giving the lesson of no drunk driving.
Yes. Wow.
So, yeah, I was the boxer in that one, too. But unrecognizable as usual. I always play these characters. I watched it with my grandmother. She goes, I thought you said you were in this thing.
Just show her the episode of Matlock. It'll be okay.
Yes, it'll be fine. It'll be good. All right. Well, Craig Shoemaker, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
My pleasure. And I'll see you around. Where do you guys live?
We're in New Jersey.
Oh, what mall?
Menlo Park.
Willowbrook.
Okay. Well, when I come up there, I expect to see you front row in the audience.
Yes. Definitely. We are there. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.